May you cling to wisdom, for she will protect you. And if you cherish her, she will keep you safe. Take heed, my children, and listen to my words, and all your years shall be rich and filled with joy. For I have taught you in ways of wisdom and paths of honesty. More than all else, set a guard upon your heart, since here is found the wellspring of your soul. Upon your journey, let wisdom brace you with steadfast vision. So may you treasure the things I have to say. These words of truth shall lead you both to life. Bring forth perception. Hold fast to wisdom. Do not forget her.
Wisdom is a spirit, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstrained, certain, not baneful, loving the good, keen, unhampered, beneficent, kindly, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing, and pervading all spirits, though they be intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion, and she penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. For she is an aura of the might of God, and a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore nothing that is sullied enters into her, for she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness. And she who is one can do all things and renews everything while herself perduring. And passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets. For there is nothing God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun, and surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence, for that indeed night supplants. But wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily, and governs all things well.
Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her, and found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known in anticipation of our desire. The one who watches for her at dawn shall not be disappointed, for that one shall find her sitting by the gate. For taking thought of her is the perfection of prudence, and the one who for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care, because she makes her own rounds, seeking those worthy of her, and graciously appears to them in the ways, and meets them with all solicitude. For the first step toward discipline is a very earnest desire for her. Care for discipline is love of her. Love means the keeping of her laws. To observe her laws is the basis for incorruptibility, and incorruptibility makes one close to God. Thus, the desire for wisdom leads up to a kingdom. If then you find pleasure in throne and scepter, you princes of the peoples, honor wisdom, that you may reign as kings forever.